Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. This is the last Friday before the death of our Lord, namely the Good Friday. And this last Friday before Holy Week starts is always dedicated to the seven sorrows of our Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Whenever we think of Jesus, his sufferings during Holy Week, we also always think of Mary, his glorious and immaculate Mother. The sufferings which our Lord went through in his agony, starting from the garden, ended up at the cross where he was put to death. All that sorrow was also Mary's sorrow. Anyone who has been a mother or who has been a child of a mother knows that whenever child suffers, also the mother suffers. I always say wonder, and when I think about the Protestants and the times of my own childhood, that Mary was always kept in hidden, somebody who never was talked or rarely even mentioned about. She made a brief appearance during Christmas time in Protestant festivities, but besides that, she was never talked about, not to mention praised of. But whenever we think of our Lord's sufferings and we are thankful to him of his great sacrifice on the cross, we also think of his mother and how much she had to go through, how much horrible agony she felt in her immaculate heart. Because already when our Lord was born, when he was just a tiny baby, it was the holy prophet Simeon who took him in his arm and praised the Lord that he could see the redemption of the people. But Simeon also made prophecy to Mary that your heart will be pierced by a sword. And even though Mary didn't fully comprehend what horrible agony, what torments of soul, and what aching and tearing of heart she really would have to go through, she accepted that all because she was the handmaid of God, and whatever was the will of God was also will of Mary. So when we think about our own lives, how often we fail of showing this heroic patience with which Blessed Virgin Mary had to carry through the whole day and the whole of her life. Whatever sufferings, whatever horrible things we go through in life, they always pale when we compare them to the agonies of Jesus and Mary. And when we also add the fact that we are guilty of sin, and we duly deserve every possible punishment on this earth and much, much more, we should truly be sorrowful ourselves and have many, many sorrows because of our own sins and because those of whole mankind. That's why this festivity of seven sorrows is such an important one. With our sins, we just didn't cause our Lord to die. We also caused his blessed mother to suffer so much, all for our sake. But this feast also reminds us that we should never, the sorrows of Our Lady should never give us a cause of despair. For the very reason that Mary is immaculate, there was no stain of sin in her. She is the most loving and understanding and caring mother we could ever have. You remember when you yourself and all of us, when we were children, how often we caused pain and sorrow and worry for our mothers, but still she was always there, still she always kept good care of us. We never needed to worry that was there going to be food this night, or would we have clean and good clothes to wear. And even if that should have been the case, even if our mothers would have neglected us, we never would have been forgotten by our own Blessed Virgin Mary. How important, and even how the pagan society seems it so important that you should always listen and obey to your mother. How much more Catholics should be grateful to Mary that even though she was sinless, she puts up with us every single day. She put up our faults, our misgivings, and she prays for us when we sin. So preparing this upcoming and starting Holy Week, let us show gratitude and our thankfulness of Blessed Virgin Mary. She, together with her son, went through all that horrible punishment which should have gone and be given to us. But because she is loving and forgiving mother, she never gives a bad or piercing or angry eyes or looks to us, but she prays for us every single day, and all she takes good care of us until she sees us safely delivered to heaven. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.